should I keep or throw out the Bible?
This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Bible Stories. Should I keep or throw out the Bible? Well, what an improper thing to say, my goodness sakes. The Bible is a sacred book. Shall I keep or throw out the Bible? What an outrageous thing to say. Well, really, should I keep or throw out the Bible? Is my Bible beneficial to me? Is my thinking beneficial to me? What is the Bible? The Bible is the consciousness of whomever has created it and brought it forth. Now, people of the Jewish faith brought forth the Old Testament, which is a story of the religious development of the people as they come through all of their adventures and report the adventures and tell what how they responded to those adventures and how those adventures helped to change their life and give them purpose and direction, and also give them a lot of beautiful sprick words, the statements that, of truth that helped them to guide their lives. Now, what kind of a Bible are you listening to? What kind of a Bible am I listening to? Am I listening to the Bible of my heart, which is the only thing I could listen to? Because I can read a Bible. I can read the Bible that the Christians use, the Old Testament, the New Testament. I can do the teachings of Muhammad. I can do the teachings of the Bhagavad Gita. I can go into many other religions and philosophies. And I would say these are all sacred books. These are all wonderful books. But hey, these are all books that are brought down by the history, and individuals have interpreted them and given them meaning and purpose in our present everyday life. Now, all they're doing is taking the wisdom of the ages, the wisdom of ages past and people past, and the things that they have done in their lives and the guideposts that they have had as they have come along their path, and these bits of wisdom that they use to guide them, they have put down in their book of life and have made it into a Bible. Now, you and I selectively are creating our own Bible every day of our life. We're creating our own Bible out of the words that we speak for ourselves, out of the words that we think for ourselves, out of the ideas that come into our life. Now, what are the things that are in your life and my life? Are these beneficial things? Are these things that say, I am good, I am beautiful, I am wonderful, I am divinely made, this is a beautiful body, this body has a wonderful purpose of carrying me around and being my ideal temple, my ideal vehicle in this life experience here? Do I think that my thoughts are noble and good at all times? Do I think that I unconditionally love myself? First, I have to love myself first, because if I don't love myself first, then I won't have any basis on which to love all of my creation, all of the world around me. So, did I just say my creation? Yeah, how about that? All the world around me is my creation. Now, does the Bible say that? Well, which Bible are you talking about? Well, any Bible. Yes, every Bible says the same thing. Every Bible reports the same thing. It's man's humanity to man. Now, we want to step to the next level of beingness in our Bible. We want to go into man's divinity to man. We want to think in the level of our divinity to ourselves. Now, what is our divine purpose? What is our divine beingness? We are divinely created to be absolutely wonderful, totally perfect in every way. We are divinely created to live forever. We have no time of ending this particular life experience here. We can choose a time. We can choose it and say that we're going to live only so many years, and that's silly. But we are timeless, and we are spaceless, because we are living in the allness right now. We are living in an infinite number of dimensions right here now at the same time. Wow, that's exciting, isn't it? Can our Bible write about that? Oh, yes. Our Bible does write about it. Because we live in a world of thoughts. We live in a world of thought activity. My beloved student and friend, Stefan Stressley, has Thought Works over in Switzerland. It's his wonderful mental training program that he is offering after studying here at the University of Healing. And he's bringing to the minds and the hearts of people everywhere the dynamics of having their thought works be productive and having their thought works bring forth in their life what they want. And he's teaching them to write the Bible of their own life by their thoughts. And my friend Henry down in Florida, he's doing the same thing. And he's saying that we are in the same thought line. And Stefan says thought works, and Henry says thought line. And how wonderful that is. How wonderful that is, yes. Things happen in our life because we are ready. Things happen in our life because we have an ongoing creative Bible that every day is changing, is growing, is expanding, is becoming more and more beautiful, more and more exciting, more and more useful, and it is a useful purpose. Now, I like to think of this word that applies more significantly to the word Bible. What is your Bible? Now, let's put another word in there. What is your philosophy? That's sort of a generous, open word, isn't it? What is your philosophy? What is your attitude? What is your Bible? Who and what are you? What is it that makes you who you are? What kind of a being are you? Are you a beautiful being? Are you a fabulous being? Are you a marvelous being? Is that your philosophy? Is that your thought works? Is that your idea, your thought line? How wonderful. How fantastic. So, if we rename the Bible mentally, we rename the Bible to being our thought line, our thought works. We rename the Bible to being what we think about, what we believe, what our attitude is in life, what our direction is in life, where we're going. Then we don't have to throw out the Bible. We merely redefine it a little bit in our thinking. Because every minister who stands in the pulpit on a Sunday is redefining the Bible for his congregation. Every priest, every rabbi, every guru, every Buddhist, every person in every land who represents to their people the voice of their thinking is redefining their scripture, their sacred works that they believe in. And in redefining those sacred works, they are coming up with new attitudes toward them. And while they might appear even to be throwing out their sacred works, what they're doing is they're redefining them so that they can be understood in today's terminology. Because what was written 2,000 years ago, what was written 5,000 years ago, or 8,000, what was written a millennium ago, it doesn't matter. What kind of philosophy then is equally important today? It just has to be defined in today's terminology, in today's way of thinking. So while we're not throwing out the Bible per se, we are redefining it in a way that we can live it in our lives right now, right where we are. The Bible is our thought system. That's our real Bible. Within each one of us is a Bible so sacred, so beautiful, and so active that it is a living tool for us to have the most beneficial, joyous, and fulfilling things in life be ours today. Our Bible can be a Bible that says, yes. Our Bible can be a Bible that says, everything is possible. Our Bible is a Bible that says, everything is. And as you recognize that it is, you made it a reality in your life. Yes, we do think sometimes about throwing out the Bible because it confuses us and it makes us think in ways that we are not harmonious to us, because it's an outmoded way of looking at language. But when we put it in today's tongue, when we put it in today's parlance, then it becomes a useful, viable tool for us. And when we realize that every moment of our life, our philosophy is what we live and what we believe and what we do. So when we make our Bible our philosophy, or when we make our philosophy our Bible, then we are living fulfilled, wonderful, glorious, and revealed lives that know no end and know no beginning and just are. Join with me in this understanding, and as you do, magical things happen to you just like they happen to me every moment of my life. I love you. I love you. I love you.